Jessica, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it was great to meet with you and talk with you yesterday as we both attended the press conference at Lansing Grand River Assembly. I thought it was a rock show-like environment. There were colored lights and rock music. There were all kinds of political stars there, senators, governors, congresspeople. But I thought the stars of the show, Jessica, were Bob King, who is the UAW president, and Dan Akerson, who is the GM, CEO, everybody wanted to talk to them.
They were great and such incredible speakers. Bob King, wow. He got people really pumped up.
What were your impressions in sitting there as you watched what transpired?
Well, my impressions were many. First of all, I was really struck by how proud the people who work in that plant are of what they do. They make a beautiful product there, and it's been rough. I mean, building and selling luxury cars in the last couple of years, in the economy that we've got, that is not an easy thing to do. If they were making some really cheap cars, it might be a little easier, but they're not making cheap cars there. They are making world-class vehicles there, and I could tell from the energy in the room and the speakers on the stage how proud those folks are of what they do there.
We're talking with Jessica Yorko from the Lansing City Council. She represents the 4th District. Jessica, I wanted to ask you about the specifics of what was done. You are the development and planning vice chair. Take us from the process of having GM say, look, we want to build this car here. This is what we need. What can you do for us?
Absolutely. I can give you the perspective on that process from my seat because it starts earlier than when it comes to me. But it came to me middle of July, this over the summer. The Lansing Economic Development Corporation came to the Development and Planning Committee and the City Council and said, we have an opportunity here. General Motors is looking to expand production of the cat. They actually didn't tell us which car, of a vehicle, and they are looking at several locations around the country, and we want to be competitive. This was the first, it's not the first, because we also had another one this year where we had a Lansing company looking to expand and looking at a couple of different plants where they could make that expansion. Our economic development team in Lansing is extraordinary. Bob Trezeis, Carl Dorschmer, the whole crew over there, they got right to work. They looked through what they could do. They negotiated and talked with General Motors. They came to the city council. They said, we would like to allow a personal property tax exemption for 25 years. That will allow up to $190 million in new investment, and we believe that this investment will create about 600 new jobs. Now, when we do those kinds of personal property tax exemptions, that means that the new equipment and capital to produce a product is not going to be subject to the personal property tax. And when you think about that, that's Lansing saying we're going to defer some of the taxes we would normally charge you so that you can expand your company. We do not want barriers to economic development in Lansing. We want to encourage economic development in Lansing. And yesterday, I'm trying to remember which speaker it was. I think it might have been Mike Green who said, when you're competing on a global scale and you've got countries that don't pay a living wage in the mix and you've got countries that don't have the health care costs that we have, incentives are just par for the course. And there are a lot of arguments for and against incentives, economic development incentives and property tax breaks, but if we don't do them, it is very difficult to stay competitive. And I'm glad that we offered this incentive. The council voted and approved it on July 26th. It was unanimously adopted, and that gave our economic development team the tools they needed to move forward in securing this deal.
We're talking with Lansing City Council Member Jessica Yorko on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Jessica, can you tell us exactly the incentive and how much in tax payments that GM will save on a yearly basis or total, if you have that information in front of you?
You know, the numbers that I've honed in on are actually the tax we're going to receive through payroll tax. So when we create jobs in Lansing, people who live in Lansing pay city income tax, and people who work in Lansing, whether they live here or not, pay city income tax. So those are the numbers that I was honing in on, and we're looking at about $300,000 a year towards our general fund through that new addition of jobs and income tax. And as many people in Lansing know, our budget has been squeezed to the limit over the last few years, and we're seeing things close, city facilities close, based on the lack of a couple hundred thousand dollars. And to have that infusion of new income taxes is really good for us.
All right. Well, Jessica, obviously, as you mentioned to me yesterday, you look at the benefits as opposed to the loss of that, say, $300,000. But people are going to be making an income so they can pay taxes, and they're going to be buying goods and services. And a lot of those goods and services are going to be local, and you're going to be bringing more GM business here. So the pluses outweighed the minuses in the committee's mind.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, before we let you go, I wanted to get your take on the Gillespie Group and the marketplace development and some other developments that they're making. It seems that this was a done deal when talking about the marketplace deal. And then at the 11th hour, we had these four members of city council come forward, and they wanted stipulations in writing put in. That all union workers and union wages would be used for these jobs. Tell us what you know about this story and how you voted.
Absolutely. It's all relevant, because it's really relevant to what's happening with General Motors. It's relevant to what's happening with all the economic development that is occurring in Lansing. With the Gillespie Group project, I voted to move forward without attaching the project labor agreement. We didn't end up with a vote where we were choosing one or the other. We were informed by our attorney to be very cautious, and I have to be a little cautious on the air here because of any pending litigation. But the court order did come on Monday that the council's decision to withhold, to deny the brownfield incentive was an error. And that was not surprising to me, knowing that we had, as a council, before I was in office, approved a development agreement with the Gillespie Group where we sold him the land. And we did this swap for the city market land, and we agreed to make all economic development incentives available as long as the developer met the requirements of those incentives. So when we approve or deny an incentive, we're looking at, do they meet all the requirements? Now, it's interesting because there's been a lot of discussion and forums on this topic over the last few weeks. And someone made the comment, you know, Lansing is just, I don't know if I could say this on the air, but Lansing's just a whore. And Lansing just does whatever it takes to get the shiny new this or that plant or building or whatever it is, and they don't put enough expectations out there. And they need to start stepping up and asking for more, because we're not a raggedy, ugly city here. We can have some expectations. Lansing is looking good. Lansing is doing good. Lansing has a lot to be proud of. And we can have some expectations in place if people want to come build here and do projects here. However, those expectations have to be within the purview of the law. And that is what I have to uphold as a city council person. And I'm looking now to balance this issue between maintaining area standards for wages in the construction industry and revitalizing our contaminated and dilapidated property. And we need to do both of those things. I'm looking for what are the appropriate policy tools that the city council can put in place to ensure that those things both happen, that is within the purview of the law. And I've been having many, many discussions since the Gillespie Group issue sort of emerged with some concerns about labor, et cetera, to figure out what are the tools that the council can use and what will create that harmony between the labor and the developer. Yesterday at General Motors, I think you probably noticed there was a lot to be said for the unity between labor and management. And that is what we need to work to achieve in the relationship between our developers and our construction workers in Lansing. And we need to find the appropriate tools to do that.
Jessica, fascinating story. I have many more questions, but I got to move along here. Thank you so much for your time. I'll be in contact. Yeah, I appreciate your candor and information.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.